There are renewed calls for road testing of elderly drivers after an 86-year-old man plowed his car through a crowded outdoor farmers market in Santa Monica, California, yesterday. 10 people were killed and dozens were injured. Police say the driver, George Russell Weller, told them he may have stepped on the accelerator instead of the brake pedal. According to the Department of Motor Vehicles, Mr. Weller passed a vision test and a written driving test in 2000, but he didn't have to take a road test. We asked Bella Dinh-Zarr, National Director of Traffic Safety Policy for AAA, what statistics show about elderly drivers and accident rates.
Older drivers tend to have the highest crash rates per vehicle mile traveled, second to teenagers. But unlike in this sad situation, in most cases, older drivers who are in crashes tend to harm themselves. In this case, although he did involve other people, in most cases with older drivers, they tend to injure or kill themselves and the other occupants in their car.
And when we talk about older drivers, in this case, you're referring to drivers 65 and older?
Yes, that's a difficult question because, you know, we all experience changes as we age with our vision and our flexibility, and that often begins much earlier than what officially is called a senior citizen or an older driver. But it is true that for the general population, the over 65 driving population is growing at a very rapid rate. Actually, by the year 2020, there will be over 40 million licensed drivers over the age of 65.
And if you look at the oldest group of drivers, those over 86, my understanding is that those numbers, in fact, show that a higher accident rate than even among teenagers.
Yes, if you look at the over 85, 80 and 85, that's when crash rates start per vehicle mile traveled start increasing. And that's because as we age, we tend to drive less. But when we are in a crash, we tend to have difficulty with our physical frailty.
A few years ago, State Senator Tom Hayden from California wanted a law that would require the DMV there to give road tests to anybody who is over 75 years old. The AARP protested, said that would be discriminatory, and that bill was never passed. What do you think about that idea?
It's so difficult to come up with a good age or a good law, although it may seem to be a fairly simple answer to start testing at DMVs. Many of the most predictive evaluations for reducing crash risk aren't things that we can actually do in a DMV, but it's more appropriate in a doctor's office or even self-assessments that one can do in the privacy of your own home.
For example, what would some of those be?
Well, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recently did a report looking at all the screening methods, and there are many different methods that you can do, different types of visual acuity and contrast sensitivity for vision and flexibility tests, and also reflex time and decision-making tests. And those are things that would be very difficult to do in a DMV, but we should be making available for all of our older population.
But that would be voluntary, and I guess the question then is, should these things be mandatory?
Right. Well, I suppose that the problem is that the decision to drive or not to drive involves so many different people, and we really should be starting much sooner than the ages that we're talking about. I mean, we should start thinking about how we decline in our functional capabilities, you know, many decades before, you know, people are proposing the testing, like at 70 or 80. And also, one of the things that we often neglect to do is to think of the other ways that we can help older drivers stay safe, and that includes things like having remedial driving courses. But also, we need to look at senior-friendly road design. This is an often neglected area where we can improve our roads so that our intersections are safer, our signs are larger and better lighted and clearer, and that will actually prevent the crashes from happening and keep people who may have declines in their physical capabilities still able to drive safely.
Bella Dinh-Zarr, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bella Dinh-Zarr is National Director of Traffic Safety Policy with AAA.